Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. Then Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him, but was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demons into the wild. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and demons begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine. And the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all of the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not going to lie to you. This is one of the oddest stories I've ever had to preach on. Have you caught the details? There's this man, and for centuries, preachers and scholars have wondered about what this possession was all about. And some have said, well, maybe it was a sort of mental illness. Some say it was actual demons. Some say this, the other, that. We don't know. All we know is there was this man. And he wasn't behaving like everybody else in town was behaving. And so the community pushed him off to the edges of the town. He was homeless, he was naked, and he was living in the tombs. It's an odd beginning to a story told in church. And along comes Jesus, who already knows his story, but he asks it, perhaps so the man could say it out loud, "What is your name?" And the man doesn't give a name like John or Paul or Luke, because the whatever that has possessed him answered, "Go away. Don't bother me, Son of Man. My name is Legion, watched any of those old, like, biblical movies with the Roman legion? This is what they're talking about. A legion is 5,000 troops. Go away, Son of Man. I am legion. And you all know what Jesus' response to legion was. Jesus drives legion into a herd of pigs. Are there any hog farmers here? I've been thinking about this text in the context of where I live now. If I were a hog farmer, I would be really ticked off if 5,000 some demons were sent into my swine and they jumped off a cliff and drowned. Not to mention, this is a Jewish book we're talking about. Right? A Jewish writer? Jews don't eat ham or pork. Okay, so this story just keeps getting odder and odder. But here's where it gets really odd. Suddenly the man is in his right mind, he's clothed, and he's sitting at the feet of Jesus. Because as we all know, and especially in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus takes things that are upside down and he sets them right side up, God side up. The man is clothed in his right mind, has no more shackles, he is free. Is that not cause for rejoicing? It is. But what was the response of the people? Those who had seen it, all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes, asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. If you've seen a great miracle, you've seen someone get set free, you've seen the Son of Man cast out demons, have more power than all the power of the Dark Knight, would you not attach yourself to that power? Would you not say, take my shackles too? Whatever those shackles might be. Take away whatever is causing me to be out of my right mind. Take it, Jesus. But no. The people's response was to tell him to leave. Go away from me, Jesus. That's what the demon said in the first place. Go away from me, Jesus. Sometimes the terror we know is more tolerable than the peace we can't imagine. We know from history that the place of the Gerasenes had been overthrown by Rome. And it probably didn't take a whole legion. The powers of this world had conquered that place. What does this story tell us? It tells us sometimes we're more afraid of earthly powers than we are able to lean into the power of Jesus. I had an aunt once who was kind of a hermit. She stayed to herself. She watched a lot of TV preachers. And she was very devout, except she was so concerned about the power of the devil. Don't leave any cracks for the devil to get in. She was so concerned about the power of the devil. And when I was a little girl, that scared me. Ooh, the devil. But here's something that those TV preachers don't really tell you. Do you remember those cartoons with a little angel here, a little demon over here, a guy with a pitchfork? You know, they were, Tom and Jerry had them all the time. And some of the other old cartoons, like, do this good thing. Don't do the good thing. God and the forces of evil are not equal and opposite forces sitting on your shoulder. Jesus wins every time. You know, sometimes it seems like evil's taking over. And certainly you hear a lot about people who are doing things that would displease God. Keeping children in cages is not something we would permit to happen to dogs. So why are we? Because of fear? Of children? Jesus, go away! We see that you healed this person. We see that you loved that person. We see that you lifted up the lowly. Go away! That's not us. That can't be us. What us has to be is that poor man. Verse 38 says, the man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might just stay with Jesus. I'm healed. I'm whole. I'm free from the demons. And this crazy community doesn't want you. Jesus, can I stay with you? And Jesus says, no, you stay here. And you proclaim all that I have done for you. That's our commission too. That when things look like nobody's following Jesus, we stay and we proclaim all that God has done for us. Not because of our merit or worthiness, but out of his unconditional love for the whole world. Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. Take an inventory this week. How much has God done for you? Tell someone that the world might know that there is a power, a force, a name that is above all names, that is greater than all the powers of this world. And his name is Jesus, and he holds you in his love forever. Go and proclaim. Amen.